Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Responsible Company, What We've Learned from Patagonia's First 40 Years, by Yvonne Chouinard and Vincent Stanley, narrated by Walter Dixon. 1. What We Do for a Living. We are all still in the earliest stages of learning how what we do for a living both threatens nature and fails to meet our deepest human needs. The impoverishment of our world and the devaluing of the priceless undermine our physical and economic well-being. Yet the depth and breadth of technological innovation of the past few decades shows that we have not lost our most useful gifts. Humans are ingenious, adaptive, clever. We also have moral capacity, compassion for life, and an appetite for justice. We now need to more fully engage these gifts to make economic life more socially just and environmentally responsible and less destructive to nature and the commons that sustain us. This book aims to sketch, in light of our environmental crisis and economic sea change, the elements of business responsibility for our time, when everyone in business, at every level, has to deal with the unintended consequences of a 200-year-old industrial model that can no longer be sustained ecologically, socially, or financially. The co-authors have been involved with Patagonia since its inception nearly 40 years ago, but it is not the purpose of this book to retell our company's history in detail. That story may be found in Yvonne's book, Let My People Go Surfing. This book, though it draws on our experience at Patagonia, aims to be useful to all people who see the need for deep change in business practices and who work in companies quite unlike ours. Although we mostly address companies that make things, or, like us, design things made by others, this book is germane to all businesses that offer a service, or to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and nonprofits that want to treat their people well and reduce the environmental impact of their operations. This book is for anyone who works, not just business leaders and managers. It is also for business students and other young people who want to engage their best, deepest self in the working life that stretches ahead. You should know that at its beginning, Patagonia was meant to be not a risk-taking, environment-obsessed navel-gazing company, but an easy-to-milk cash cow. Yvonne created Patagonia as an offshoot of the Chouinard Equipment Company, which made excellent mountain climbing gear recognized as the best in the world, but very little money. Patagonia was intended to be a clean and easy company, desk jockey's work, in contrast to the 10 hours a day sweat and toil of hammering out pitons with a coal-fired forge or drilling and cutting chocks from extruded aluminum. The clothing business required no expensive dyes to amortize and had a much broader customer base than a few dirtbag climbers. Who knew then that cotton could be as dirty as coal? At Chouinard Equipment, we were used to a life-or-death standard of product quality. You'd not sell an ice axe without checking it closely for a hairline fracture or any other fault. Although we applied the same standard to rugby shirts, they had to be thick and tough to survive the skin-shredding sport of rock climbing, we knew that seam failure was unlikely to kill anyone. Patagonia was to be our irresponsible company, bringing in easy money, a softer life, and enough profits to keep Chouinard Equipment in the black. Our responsibilities as business people came slowly and almost involuntarily to light while we focused on the real work of designing our clothes and getting them made and sold. In the chapters ahead, we'll describe a handful of moments that stunned us into consciousness, including the discovery that cotton, our most commonly used natural fiber, turned out to be the most toxic, to illustrate how one step makes the next step possible. A simple lesson, but key. We can't pose Patagonia as the model of a responsible company. We don't do everything a responsible company can do, nor does anyone else we know. But we can illustrate how any group of people going about their business can come to realize their environmental and social responsibilities, then begin to act on them. How their realization is progressive. Actions build on one another. We used to think that because Patagonia grew out of a small band of climbers and surfers who have a special love for the natural world and a palpable need to be in it, feel a part of it, that we were somehow ex